Members, the Senate Redistricting Subcommittee meeting will come to order. Katie, will you have roll call, please?
Representatives Boyd.
Here.
Caldwell.
Here.
Crisafulli.
Here.
Cruz.
Here.
Eisnagel.
Here.
Hugel.
Here.
Jenny.
Here.
Kerr. Logan.
Here.
Roussan.
Here.
Stargell.
Here.
Williams A. Williams T.
Here.
Workman.
Here.
Chernam.
Here.
A quorum is present.
Thank you, Katie. Representatives, members of the audience, all of you out there, please silence all of your electronic devices. And if anyone from the public wants to speak on this proposed committee bill, there are speaker cards up front on either side of the podium. Members, at our last meeting, we workshopped two options for the state Senate map. The first was the state Senate map proposed by the Florida Senate's Committee on Reapportionment. The second was the public submission from the Florida State Conference on the NAACP. Today, we're going to take up one proposed committee bill, which is identical to the map proposed by the Florida Senate's Committee on Reapportionment. In your packet, you will find a bill analysis, maps, and statistics for this proposed committee bill. A single copy of the actual text is also available in back of the room. Is Alex? Is he? Jason. Oh, there we go. Jason has it. Okay. And the actual bill language is the same language that was emailed to you on December 30th when the meeting was noticed. It's not in your packet because each redistricting bill is hundreds of pages of just geographical enumerations, whereas the maps and data are probably what are most helpful for your review. So if you wish to review the printed copy of the entire bill as it would appear in Florida statutes, it's available behind us right here with Jason. Okay, at this time, we'll take up Senate Redistricting Subcommittee State SRS 12-1. I will presenting the bill. So at this time, I will turn the gavel over to Co-Chair Hugel.
Thank you very much, Chairman. Chairman, now you're recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This bill is a complete reapportionment of Florida Senate State Senate map. If you look at the screen, you will see some comparisons between this map and Florida's current State Senate map. The same information is available in your packets. For the 40 districts in this map, there is a 1.84% total population deviation. Compared to the current map, the bill reduces the number of our county splits from 45 down to 31, and the number of cities that are split from 126 down to 78. Looking at some of the more mathematical compactness scores relating to perimeters and height and width of districts, this proposed committee bill consistently improves the compactness of Florida's 40 state Senate districts. Looking at some of the more functional compactive measures, such as drive times, the bill again consistently improves these measures of compactness compared to the existing state Senate map. The proposed committee bill maintains Florida's commitment to compliance with the Federal Voting Rights Act, both sections 2 and 5, and Florida's constitutional standards regarding racial and language minorities. In fact, the bill increases the number of 50% plus Hispanic voting age population districts from 3 in the current map to 5 in the proposed committee bill. So the PCB will likely increase representation for Hispanic Floridians. With that, Madam Chair, that is the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members, are there questions on the bill? Members, any questions on the bill? All right, there being no questions, there are no amendments on the bill. We'll take public testimony on the bill. Is there anyone in the public who would like to address this bill? If you would, please step forward. Anyone want to address the bill? All right, there being no public testimony on the bill. Members, it's back to us. Any debate on the bill? Representative Roussan, you're recognized.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. This redistricting process is a solemn and sober process. I have found in the hearings that we have had and in the committees that things have been discussed that there is enough misunderstanding to go around for everybody and enough understanding for me to, at this point, say that I'm going to vote against the bill today. I think it could use a few more tweaks and changes, and I'm hopeful that at the next stop these things will happen. I know there's discussions taking place. And so I just want everyone to understand that because I vote no today, doesn't mean I'm not going to vote when it hits the floor the same way. But I just think that we have not done as much as we could with this bill. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Members, anyone else have debate on the bill? Representative Caldwell, you're recognized.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I just wanted real quick to touch base on the issue of statistics, if y'all could put that back up on the screen. I hear and appreciate what Representative Roussan's opinion that he just shared, but I'm going to say, as you look at this list here and the statistics, massive improvement from the current maps in nearly every single category here, particularly in deviations and the cities and counties split. I think it's clear that we've made some major improvements from what you had in the year 2002, and I'm very supportive of where we're at right now.
Thank you very much. Members, anyone else on debate? Representative Crisafulli, you're recognized.
I'd like to further emphasize what Representative Caldwell said. If you would pull up the current map. And that's the current map as of where we are today, and then pull up the bill map, if you would. Madam Chair, thank you. I think it, you know, just clarifies what we're saying on statistical purposes, as well as visually. I think these are two significantly different maps, so I just wanted to see the differences visually, so thank you.
Thank you very much. Members, anyone else in debate? Members? All right, there being no further debate, Representative Neer, you're recognized to close on your bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I don't have much to add, members, but I just want to reiterate that this proposed committee bill, when you reflect on those issues that are pertinent in the law, makes improvements in every single way, in terms of compactness, use of city, county, and other boundaries, and in terms of representations for racial and language minorities. With those points in mind, I'd like to ask all of you for your favorable support on this bill.
Thank you very much, Chair. All right, would please call the roll on the bill.
Representatives Boyd?
Yes.
Caldwell?
Yes.
Crisafulli?
Yes.
Cruz?
Yes.
Eisnagel?
Yes.
Hugel?
Yes.
Jenny?
No.
Kerr?
No.
Logan?
Yes.
Roussan?
No.
Stargell?
Yes.
Williams T?
Yes.
Williams A? Workman?
Yes.
Chair Nair?
Yes.
All right, members, by your vote, PCB SRS 12-01 will be reported favorably. And with that, I will turn the gavel back over to Chair Nair.
Thank you, Madam Chair. On behalf of Chair Uecker and myself, I'd like to thank all the members of the subcommittee for your service and investment in this process. It has been a pleasure to work with all of you, and thanks again. And with that, Representative Crisafulli moves we rise.
Thank you so much.